This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Vraj
and Christine Wong.
We're discussing about the lazy management style today, and we thought we'd ask you guys which work related area would you like to manage yourself given the opportunity. Let us know via WhatsApp. There are a few choices that we have up there. Arv, what are the choices?
The choices are performance review and bonus, pay rise, vacation days and time off, or something else.
We have a poll, so get us on Twitter, it's at BFM Radio, and on Instagram. Chris, you got some stuff over there, right?
Yeah, Alex WC just says pay rise.
Yeah.
We'd love to control that.
We've not asked in here. What about you, Arv? Your opinion on this?
I think I'm with SC Koo on Twitter, who says that the project to work on, I think like a fluid tasks would be interesting.
Chris?
I personally would like to go for pay raise, thank you. I'll take that.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Then I will go with the vacation thing, but I think the vacation things for me would work, you know.
Mm.
Anyway, that's enough about our personal opinion. Let's go on to the third and final story of today. The other billionaire in our world, the discussion we've just been having off air, is whether or not he is Tony Stark or is he Lex Luthor? Elon Musk.
Very different camps.
Yes.
Yeah. So Elon Musk says that one of his startups has a monkey with wires going into its brain that's able to play video games. And this is from an actual newspaper. It's not from a tabloid or anything. Mm-hmm. And he also backs it up by saying that he's a happy monkey, which I guess he would know because he has a chip in his brain, right? So like, who better?
Better than a chip on your shoulder, right?
Was the who a monkey reference?
No. Oh. Just a who.
That's just...
Oh, yeah, see? So like,
just get on with it, will you, please?
He's talking about Neuralink Corp, which is a startup that focuses on developing a brain-computer interface. He said that videos will be released soon, perhaps in about a month, showing the wired monkeys. Musk was speaking on Clubhouse, which is a private social app where users host off-the-cuff informal conversations. He was asked about the latest developments at Neuralink, which was unveiled in 2017. And he said that we have a monkey with a wireless implant in their skull with tiny wires who can play video games with its mind. I wonder if the video game's Donkey Kong. Musk also told several thousand listeners in a Clubhouse chat room that you can't see where the implant is and he's a happy monkey. We have the nicest monkey facilities in the world. We want them to play mind pong with each other. He also explained that the idea with Neuralink is addressing brain and spinal injuries and making up people's lost capacity with an implanted chip. There are primitive versions of this device with wires sticking out of your head, but it's like a Fitbit in your skull with tiny wires that go into your brain. So that's what he sort of explained it as.
I will forever love the irony of Elon Musk founding Tesla when everything he does sounds more like what Edison would do.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like the elephant experiment and stuff like that. This is on that level of just, what are you doing to these monkeys? And why?
We spoke about this on Matt's Plane a while back in August, I think, of last year.
Neuralink, right?
Yeah, when they first spoke, when he did a video with a pig, if you remember. You didn't see that one?
No.
I don't pay that much attention to what Elon Musk is doing, I must admit.
So, he used that same line. It's like a Fitbit for your skull and whatever. And they unveiled this pig. Her name was Gertrude. She had a coin-sized computer chip in her brain. And like he goes on to say, you know, the idea behind it eventually is that it can use to help cure conditions like dementia and Parkinson's disease and spinal cord injuries and whatnot. And as much as we laugh at the idea of it, you know, being Donkey Kong and ping pong and whatnot, there's real good science going into this, you know, and it does have long-term potential. But also if you look at and you tie his facets of his business together and you look at stuff like people going into space long-term, and you look at what happens with muscle and bone whilst you're in space long term, like atrophy of bone and atrophy of muscles and whatever. Something like this in your brain and in other parts of your body to help stimulate your body and your mind as you're stuck in space. I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do that. You know, there's an aspect of that. But there's also the worry of like, I know they're starting human trials soon, but when that's in your brain and he has this whole satellite thing, I don't know whether or not I want an entire army of Elon Musks running around the planet.
Yeah. You know? That's my concern. If you're analog, you can't be hacked.
Right. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, we think.
I mean, I hope.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you know, we sort of, it sounds like a sci-fi movie from the 90s and stuff. It sounds like it's about to go wrong, like Planet of the Apes or something. But honestly, I feel like this is the future.
Yeah, I mean, look at The Matrix, you know?
Exactly.
I know Kung Fu. If you could sit down and just, yeah.
I don't know. I honestly, I'm even getting tired of touchscreens at this point. I want buttons to come back. I want a headphone jack to be back in phones.
Dials.
I want dials. I want to wind my window down with my whole arm. You know, I think I'm kind of reaching a point where I don't know if a lot of this innovation is, I guess, necessary.
Are you digitally distressed?
I'm just tired.
Of Elon Musk. For me, there are like two. There are two Elon Musks. One is the person, the human being, which I don't care much about. And whatever my opinion of him aside, I think like people like Elon Musk are the kind of people who sort of shape the future. He's working with space. He's working with these chips and stuff. It sounds crazy enough to become the next big invention, like cars, like vehicles and automatic vehicles on top of that. So I feel like this is where in about 15 years, this is. He's the richest guy for a reason. People invest in him for reasons that they know. And I feel like tech like this is prominent and it'll help the medical field and stuff. It's where the money is.
I mean, the money is in if he can solve the battery issue, right? If he changes the way in which we use batteries and makes the price of batteries come down and they are longer lasting, that will revolutionize everything. That will change everything.
Even in Tesla.
Yeah. A chip in my brain right now, though, I'm not so sure about that. I like the idea of it.
Yeah, I don't consent.
Looking back 20 years.
For the record, I don't consent.
There you go. Christine's not consenting. Okay, it's time for us to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the time we have for today, of course. Thank you very much for all of your votes and your input throughout today's show. Of course, we did start off with that story about... lazy management and how some people believe the modern management system is broken. Then we moved on to...
Then we talked about a change in management, i.e. Jeff Bezos stepping down as CEO of Amazon.
Then we spoke about how Elon Musk says he wired up a monkey's brain to play video games.
He could have said that a lot. There could have been better ways.
I'm honestly hoping he's taking care of the monkeys, though. That was my number one thing. Don't do the weird experimentation thing.
Okay, that's all the time we've got. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow, of course, here at noon on Enterprise Biz Bytes. But before we go, just to let you know, if you missed any part of this show, you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It's available via via our app, which is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Get us on Spotify or just head over to the website, which is bfm.my. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. And with an ambitious target of becoming one of the world's top rubber glove manufacturers, how will property developer Iconic Worldwide Berhad prove its doubters wrong? Their executive director, James Tan, was on the Breakfast Grill to talk about that this morning. So we'll bid you adieu. We'll be back tomorrow at music from the Black Keys with Go. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.